Don't Blame Canada, as the song said. A new book says Blame the Fed. I'm David Brancaccio. First, when the chips are down, build factories. In the face of a microchip shortage, Samsung of South Korea is looking to build a $17 billion chip factory somewhere in America. But there may be a price for local governments, Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
Samsung is seeking tax incentives in several states, according to documents it filed in Texas. The company wants $1.5 billion in tax breaks from local governments in that state. Samsung said Arizona and New York have offered tax incentives. The prize is a chip factory where Samsung expects to employ 1,800 people. At another Samsung plant in Texas, there are as many as 10,000 workers. States often commit to tax incentives to lure businesses. For example, Tesla got millions in incentives to build its factory in Austin. Wisconsin gave Foxconn, the electronics manufacturer, a nearly $4 billion deal to build a display screen factory, but now wants to renegotiate that deal. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
A published report points to what could be a turn in thinking among big oil companies. The American Petroleum Institute, the lobby for fossil fuel companies, could soon endorse what is called carbon pricing to fight climate change. The Wall Street Journal saw a draft proposal. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more on what happens if letting loose carbon dioxide is no longer free.
One way to pay directly for the cost of climate damage caused by fossil fuels is to impose a tax on carbon, says Catherine Hausman at the University of Michigan.
You tax the person who's taking that barrel of oil out of the ground. So they're going to sell that oil at a higher price to a refinery.
More expensive fuel discourages consumers from burning as much and encourages fuel efficiency. The government can use the tax money it collects to promote renewables and mitigate climate change. From the standpoint of industry, putting a price on carbon is preferable to strict new government regulation of emissions, says University of Chicago economist Michael Greenstone.
Set a price and let people and firms make money by competing on how to reduce their emissions. And they're going to inevitably come up with new ways, ways we haven't thought of.
The American Petroleum Institute said in a statement that its efforts to drive down carbon emissions are focused on supporting a new U.S. contribution to the global Paris Agreement. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up in the 6 to 7/10 of a percent range now. Something weird's been going on, especially since the 2008 financial crisis. It's not just that three individuals named Bezos, Buffett, and Gates have more wealth than everyone in the not-rich half of the country combined. It's that when the economy grows, middle-class people get much less of a share of that. There's a new book out today that points fingers not at the usual suspects, but at America's central bank. Karen Petru is the founder of Federal Financial Analytics in Washington and a familiar voice on this program. Her new book is called Engine of Inequality. Karen, welcome.
Thank you, David.
When I think of the shrinking middle class in America and widening inequality, I think of globalization. I think of the decline of unionization. I think about robots and artificial intelligence taking our jobs. You blame in part the Federal Reserve?
I do. I know that the Fed didn't want to make us more unequal, but it did after 2010. Inequality is powered by an engine, and the fuel of that engine is money. The policies that drive the money, and therefore monetary policy, and therefore the Fed, we're missing a really critical part of the inequality problem.
Well, what happened after 2008, the last financial crisis? Interest rates came way down, super low, stayed down. The Fed bought up lots of generally safe assets like bonds and has this huge hoard of them. But low interest rates, I thought that's great. It keeps my credit card down. I can borrow for a car more easily.
All but the top 10% of Americans already have more debt than assets. We don't need more debt. We need more employment and economic growth, and we critically need savings. That's the engine of wealth accumulation. And right now, if you put your money in the saving into a savings account, you lose money because rates are negative in real terms, and they have been pretty much ever since 2008. Saving is a losing game. Investing is a winner's game, but most Americans aren't in the stock market. The top 1% of Americans have over half of our stock.
I mean, that's something that the book really tries to emphasize. It's that, you know, the stock market is one thing, but what happens in the stock market doesn't necessarily trickle down. We don't say trickle down anymore, by the way. There's a euphemism. We call it the wealth effect. You see that as not working?
Oh, it's working. The wealth effect is working great if you're in the top 1% or the top 10%. The Fed not only powered up the markets with ultra low rates and its huge portfolio, it saved markets. Every time markets wobbled a little bit, the Fed stepped in. So you can't lose investing, but you still lose a lot saving.
The book is called Engine of Inequality, The Fed and the Future of Wealth in America. Karen Petrou, thank you so much.
Thank you, David.
Now, the former Fed chair, Janet Yellen, now Treasury Secretary, has often spoken out about inequality, but has said the root causes are beyond the scope of the Fed's monetary policy. We also talked to Petrou about ways out of the mess she describes. If you missed that on the air, there's a director's cut, streamable, at her website, you know, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.